From KALW News, I'm Angela Johnston with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition D. Here's KALW's Teresa Cotzarillos.
Some of San Francisco's most popular neighborhoods have an empty storefront problem. In North Beach in 2018, one in every five storefronts were vacant. The city says this problem's on the rise, though it doesn't know exactly how widespread it is. There are a lot of reasons this is happening: high rents and labor costs, the permitting process, online shopping, and landlords. Some of them are leaving storefronts empty on purpose while they wait for a higher paying tenant. Proposition D, or the vacancy tax, is tackling that problem by taxing landlords for their empty storefronts. Starting in 2021, any landlord with a storefront that's been empty for more than 6 months would be charged a fee, which goes up based on how big their ground floor storefront is and how long it's been empty. This would only apply to neighborhood commercial districts. San Francisco's Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to put Prop D on the ballot, and the city controller says it could raise up to $5 million for the city every year. Real estate groups and business associations also support the measure. Proponents have raised over $32,000, but some landlords are against it. They say this tax will just make doing business here harder, that it won't cut down on vacancies very much, and that all these empty storefronts are mostly the city's fault anyway, because of San Francisco's permitting process. So, just to recap, a yes vote for Prop D approves a new property tax on certain empty storefronts. A no vote opposes that tax. The measure needs a two-thirds vote to pass.
That's a brief take on San Francisco's Prop D. For more election coverage, go to KALW.org.